Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio show, and a very happy new year to everyone. My guest this morning is Linda Berry, the owner of Spiritual Discovery Center. As a professional practicing astrologer, Linda specializes in modern Western astrology as well as spiritual astrology. Linda and I will be discussing about her life's journey, the recent lunar eclipse, the solar eclipse, which is occurring today, as well as do mini cosmic readings for interested listeners. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Johnny. I'm doing great, and I'd like to welcome all your listeners and callers to the show and wish everybody a happy new year.
Wonderful. Let us get started by getting to know you a little better. Please give us a quick walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
Well, that's a big order. I feel sometimes I've lived like 10 lives in one life. I've done so many things. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities I've had through my life, all the experiences. Mm-hmm. Well, to start off, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, for all you Michiganders out there, and I know they're a bit cold with the weather. I'm in Southern California now, a little bit outside of San Diego. It's a little town called La Mesa. But it all started back in Detroit, Michigan, where I grew up and went all the way up to high school. And then after high school, I left to go to sunny Arizona to attend Arizona State University. And I graduated from there, and I stayed in Arizona and had a couple businesses there. I'm very much of an entrepreneur all my life. So about 12 years ago, I moved to California. I first lived in Los Angeles, and then 10 years ago, I came down here in the San Diego area and opened up my Spiritual Discovery Center. Now, I've always had an interest in spirituality and metaphysics mm-hmm. and holistics all through my life. So it wasn't a surprise that I would eventually have a business like this. Previous businesses were anything from retail shops to marketing companies to insurance agencies. Mm-hmm. So I ended up now, the last 10 years, with the spiritual business. I have spiritual discovery, and then the other side of my business is spiritual marketing as well. So I don't know what else you want to know about me, a little bit more about my training. You know, ask me the questions. I'm here to answer them.
When did you discover you have a special spiritual gift?
Well, I think it was when I was a child. My aunt, my mother's sister, was is an astrologer. So that brought in the metaphysical aspect into my life right there. But I had a real intense interest in palm reading. Mm-hmm. So she purchased some books for me to try to, you know, educate me in that. But it was funny, I just kind of went right into it like I knew how to do it already. I actually did a term paper. I went to a high school that was a college prep high school, and mm-hmm. you had to do a term paper like you were in college, and I actually did it on palm reading. And mm-hmm. I aced the term paper. And what's funny is that when I look back, I'm like, wow, I'm really happy that the teacher allowed me to do a term paper on that subject.
Right.
You know, because this is a few years ago before things were accepted like they are today. So I started off with palm reading, and I've done it ever since I was a child, but then over the years other things were added. And then I also had a lot of spiritual experiences, like talking with whales in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and when I was in Austria, mm-hmm. I had a lot of experiences there where I was reading people left and right, and mm-hmm. everyone was coming up to me. It seemed
right.
like any time I got away from my regular life,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it allowed the spiritual energy to come in because the stress wasn't there. You know, I was on vacation
right.
or I was away
right.
from my regular everyday life, and then things would happen.
Does it affect you in some ways? Do you start questioning whether are you sane or insane at this moment in your life?
No, because I've gotten a balance, and I noticed in your book you have areas in your book that talk about balance. Mm-hmm. And what I've done over the years, and especially while I've had this business for the last 10 years, is I've learned how to balance my inner and outer life, and then my left and right brain energy, because the left brain is more masculine energy. It's how you run your outside world life.
Mm-hmm.
And your right brain is more from your higher self, your inner energy, your soul, your subconscious mind, and to blend those two and balance them, as well as your inner person and your outer person. So, you know, being in the business that I have, it's helped me. It's helped me to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, I help other people, but I think I'm the one that's been helped the most.
You're right, because I think the teachers actually learn more than the student.
Well, you know the saying, student is teacher, teacher is student. And I tell that to my clients all the time, that when they come in here for training, or even people that see me for consultations and readings, I let them know that it's helping me. They're there for me as well as me being there for them.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Who did you seek to help you refine your spiritual knowledge?
Well, that's an interesting question, Johnny. I've had quite a few teachers, mentors, if you'd like to say it that way as well, and they were Native Indian related. When I started the business, I wanted to have more spiritual training, official, you know, and I could have went in and got a divination degree, you know, in college, or I could have went into maybe a spiritualist church and became a reverend and had the training for that. But I did a lot of research, and I realized that the best spiritual training would be Native Indian, because the Native Indians, the indigenous people of the world, been doing this for thousands of years, and nowadays there's the credibility there with the Native Indians, not like in the past. I mean, now it's there. People are realizing this.
Right.
So I went. I had a a store in the little town I lived in, trading post basically, and that's where I found my teacher. And my teacher was in the mountains here, where I had to drive, you know, through dirt roads up into the mountains. And I had training every week for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trained to be a medicine woman, and then above that, a priestess.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from the Cherokee. That's the background of the Cherokee. So my initiated name is White Raven Calling. And then I continued on with that training with Mother Sarita. Now, for those of you out there who know who Don Miguel is, Don Miguel Ruiz, he wrote the Four Agreements.
Mm-hmm.
This is his mother, and she trained him as well. So this is the Toltec Indians from Mexico. And so she trained me, and she also trained here at my center before she passed away. So we would have workshops and seminars here where people came here to get trained from her as well. So that's my spiritual training. It's Native Indian. And so I insert all that into everything I do here, my readings, consultations, and when I train other people.
Very interesting. What is spiritual astrology?
Well, it's a little different than regular astrology. And the basis of that is Western astrology covers everything that we're probably seeing, you know, every day in the horoscopes and the magazines and the newspapers, and the modern day look at the planets. Now, spiritual astrology, we go a little deeper. When you're a spiritual astrologer, we look at the chart and look for energy that's coming in from other lives. We look at the nodes, the moon nodes, the south node and the north node. We look at retrograde planets. Retrograde planets in the birth chart will give an indication of energy coming in from other lives, and it's in play in your present life. And most astrologers will look at a chart and just look at it as it is right now in this life. But when it's a spiritual astrologer, it's more evolutionary. We're looking at energy from other lives and how it's affecting the life you're in now. Like I'll give an example with the nodes. The south node in your birth chart shows you the energy you're coming into this life with. Say, is it okay if I look at your chart, Johnny?
Yeah.
You gave me your information earlier today before we started the show. Let me look at it here. I'll use your south node as an example. You have a south node in Aquarius. So when you came into this life, you knew how to use this Aquarius energy real, real well. And that is because in past lives you were an Aquarius. So you learned how to use it. So you come into this life, actually you're more Aquarius than people you meet that have a sun in Aquarius. So I would suggest finding out a lot about Aquarius.
Okay.
Because you're using that energy a lot. Now your north node is in Leo. So your karmic path in this life is going from that south node in Aquarius and then learning that energy of the north node in Leo. And then the secret is then to balance both of them, because that's an opposition in the birth chart. And any oppositions mean we want to balance the energy of the two planets that are opposing. In this case, it's the two nodes. So you want to use your Aquarius energy and your Leo energy together. So
very
that kind of gives an explanation to the listeners that follow astrology, you know, how that happens in the birth chart and what us spiritual astrologers are looking at.
Now, you have newsletters of some sort, right, that you offer that someone wants to find out a little bit more about spiritual astrology. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I do a periodical newsletter. When someone gets on my private email list, they get the newsletter right away, and it's just jam-packed with information in the newsletter itself, and then it has links into my website with more information about astrology, the transits, the moon, the eclipses, everything. And for people to get that newsletter, all they'd have to do is email to my this email list. It's add@spiritualdiscovery.org. So that's how they would get on the list, and they would get that newsletter, as well as a few announcements every once in a while about my radio shows and my Lunar News radio show that ties into all the astrology.
Wonderful. How does what you talk about, the spiritual astrology, how does it relate to karmic insight and shamanic healing?
Well, like I mentioned when I was talking about the nodes, I said your karmic path.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, that's the karmic insight. We're looking at energy you're bringing in from other lives. We're looking at what you want to accomplish here. So it's your karmic path. You're learning how to balance. Karma is about balancing energy. That's what it's about. And the energy we put out, whether it's negative or positive, we're balancing that at some point, whether we do it in this life or in future lives.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy has been created in other lives prior to us even coming into this life. And then while we're in this life, we're creating energy. So the key is in this life, for all of you listening right now, is to try to create positive energy, because it's much easier to deal with the negative energy, because there's a balancing that needs to be done. And karma is easy in one respect, but not so easy in another respect. You know, it's a simple thing, and then it's not so simple. But it's all about energy, and there's all different levels of it. Now, with these nodes in the chart, it's showing this full karmic path, like in your case with the Aquarius South Node. Aquarius
right.
is very humanitarian, group-oriented. That shows why you're doing the radio show, why you've written your book. You know, you're getting information out to help humanity. That's what your book is doing and your show is doing. So you come into this life knowing how to do that already, but now we want to move over to Leo. And Leo energy is about being the leader of the kingdom, you know, giving,
right.
you know, being in charge of giving out that information. And that also shows you, you know, doing a book and also a radio show, because you're leading in your area. Isn't your show featured on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes.
So you're a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So it's showing me that, you know, you're using both your energy there, your south node and your north node, and you're getting a nice balance, which the shamanic healing part of the spiritual astrology is looking at the chart, seeing the energy that's coming in perhaps from other lives, seeing the energy you have in here, and looking at aspects being made that might not be as positive as other aspects, and working on those aspects to help them to use that energy in a more positive way, in a more balanced way. So the shamanic healing, it brings in things of the indigenous people, what they've done over the years to balance energy. There's all sorts of ways that that can be done, and that's also using the earth energy to help balance, to be grounded, to use energy of the earth like gemstones and crystals. Mm-hmm. So all this comes into play. I mean, here at my center, I have a chakra and gemstone crystal training, and that helps with that shamanic healing. And then I'm looking at the person's birth chart so they understand the energy in their birth chart, so they know what areas to look at in their life to heal. It's all interrelated.
When you talk about birth chart and so forth, can you explain the concept behind birth chart? Basically, it is the blueprint of our soul. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, hopefully, your listeners and you yourself are open-minded to the concept of reincarnation. And if your listeners and you are, then you will understand that we actually pick the day and the time we are born to get that energy in our birth chart, because it stays the same our entire life. It's the energy that drives us. And we're not just looking at the sun. The sun sign, you know, everyone says, what's your sun sign? Well, you know, in your case, you are a Leo, okay? And that's what's helping you move over to the Leo energy of your north node, because it conjuncts your north node. But that's the power that pushes you in your outside world life. But there's nine other planets we're looking at. And then we're looking at these nodes, and we're looking at Chiron as well. Chiron is a very spiritual body out there in the heavens. It's a asteroid that goes around Saturn and then connects to Uranus, and it goes around in the a figure eight orb, and it connects the inner planets to the outer planets in our solar system. And it's very spiritual. It's the wounded healer, and it's called a planoid. It's about the third of the size of Pluto, so it's like an asteroid planet. So there's 12 things I'm looking at in a birth chart, so it's not just the sun sign. So just to use an example, if you don't mind,
no,
in your
go
chart,
ahead.
You have Uranus and you have Mercury and Leo as well. So Mercury represents how you think and how you communicate. So you're going to think and communicate like a Leo. You're not just a Leo, and that's how you operate in your outside world, but you're thinking and communicating like one. And then with Uranus up against your sun in Leo, it's Uranus is like the rebel planet. It's the independent planet. It brings in changes and surprises and interest in other cultures, and it brings in new technology, because that's what rules Aquarius, where your south node is as well. So it pumps up your south node energy, which kind of helps you to balance your south and north node, but it's up against your sun. So Johnny, you're open to going into new areas and experiencing new things and bringing in new spiritual concepts and using it together with outside world things that you do. So see how I've just taken three planets and put them together? And by the way, they all conjunct in Leo, so that's called a stellium, and they're all up against your north node. When you have three or more planets in a row, it's called a stellium, and they're all working together as a team. So your sun, Uranus, and Mercury are all working together as a team.
I'm following you, I'm hearing you, and all I want to know whether if that's good news or bad news.
No, well, I'm looking at that, and it's good in what I see you doing in your life. Having sun conjunct your Mercury, it just gets, you know, more power to your thinking capabilities, you know, to be more cerebral, to communicate well with people. The Uranus just shows me that you're a little rebel. And you're very independent, and if no one can really hold you down, you know, and if they try, you're going to balk at that.
Okay.
So that would create maybe some little issues there, you know. But otherwise, that's a very positive thing, and you're open. You're open-minded.
Right.
So I would guess that you would be into believing in reincarnation and other things that you can't see, touch, or feel. You know, the other side, other concepts that, you know, you might not find in the books, you know, new things, new development.
Right.
One more thing I'd like to say, yeah. I, you know, through your book, I see a lot of that that Sun and Uranus energy mm-hmm. in what you wrote in your book.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What I'd like to do right now is to go to one of our callers who probably have something to say or maybe have a question with regards to getting a mini cosmic reading. And then once we get through with that caller, then we'll continue again with some additional questions I have.
Oh, okay. That's great.
All right. That sounds good. Hello, caller, area code 407. You're on the air. Can you tell us your name real quick and what's your question?
Sure. Hi, good morning. My name is Lori, and my question is, what do you see karmically for me that I need to work on in 2011?
Well, I would need to get your birth information. I can do a chart here on my computer and then look at it for you.
Wow.
So is that okay
would you mind
with you?
Giving me that info, Lori, your day you were born?
Sure, 5/28/1966. That was on a Saturday.
Do you know the time?
Yeah, I do, 1:52 a.m.
1:52 a.m. And then where were you born?
El Paso, Texas.
Okay. Now, I have to put this information in my computer, but in the meantime, did you have any questions on anything that we were going over, you know, about the birth chart?
Yeah, I do.
Have you had one done before?
You know, this is interesting that you should ask. I had one done, but I was living overseas in another country, and everything that they were saying didn't resonate because everything changed for me because I was in a different place on the planet. I was in a different country, and it was just so weird. They told me it was going to be one way when I was living in that part of the world, and that when I came back to the U.S., praise God of where I am, that everything would change and be completely different. That's why I'm wanting to know exactly what's going on. I do have another question in the regard of the sun, and then you've got your sun sign, you've got your rising sign, and you've got your moon. What are those three distinctions? I'm not sure I quite understand.
Well, I'll tell you those three in a second. But on that first comment that you had, I do relocation astrology. So you have the birth chart from where you're born, and when you do relocation, we're looking at birth charts where you're living. So where you were living at the time, they were perhaps the astrologer was looking at the birth chart based on where you were living. They could have been doing a little bit on relocation astrology, because when I do that, people come to see me or I do a consultation on the phone because I do it around the world, and they'll ask, should I move to this city? Well, will my energy be better in this city than the city I'm living in? And what I do is I do a chart for every city they've lived in their life, and then I do the chart of where they want to go, and I let them know the energy of each city. Like I earlier said, I'm from Detroit, and I lived in Arizona, and now I'm in the San Diego area. Well, the best city I've ever lived is San Diego. This is the best energy for me. And that is done with special charts, not just the birth chart, but we have other charts, too, that we look at. But we do look at a new birth chart for that city.
Wow.
So that could be what the astrologer did. Now, answering your second question, let me just verify that I did the chart properly. It's May 28th, 1966?
Correct, yes.
And then 1:52 a.m. in El Paso, Texas?
Correct.
Okay, so you obviously know your sun sign is Gemini. And like I was mentioning about our host today, Johnny, he has Mercury conjunct his sun. Well, so do you. You have Mercury conjunct your sun. So you're not only a Gemini, but you think and you communicate like a Gemini because Mercury is oversees that energy. So you have that conjunction, but here's another thing. You have Mars conjuncting your Gemini sun, but Mars is in Taurus. So wherever Mars lands in a birth chart, it kind of pumps up the energy of that sign. So you're bringing this Taurus energy, which likes to be very secure and very comfortable, and that's brought into your life situation, your outside world life. So I would suspect that you like that, a lot of comfort and security in your life. And then you have a north node there, so that Mars up against your north node is pulling you over to your north node. That was another thing I'd like the listeners to know. If you have any planets near your nodes, like in the case with you, Lori, you have your Neptune near your south node in Scorpio. So you came into this life understanding Scorpio energy. You're more Scorpio than Scorpios that you meet. And your Neptune is there, so it kind of keeps you using that energy. Then you go over to your north node, and we have Mars next to it, and your Sun and Mercury are all conjuncting that. So those three planets are helping you to move over to Taurus and use your Taurus energy. So that, of course, is your Sun sign with other things going on there. You have a stellium there. It's three planets all working together, Mars, Sun, and Mercury. So I'm pretty sure you're like a little Energizer Bunny, because the Sun is the most powerful planet. Then we have Mars, the second most powerful planet. It's like a little engine. It just goes, 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 and it's up against your Sun, and they're working together. So I can make that comment about you. I bet you're like a little Energizer Bunny.
Yes, even when I'm stressed.
Okay. Now let's. Okay, Johnny, we got an interesting thing to add to that for Lori's chart. Okay, Mars rules the sign of Aries, and Lori ends up being an Aries rising. So now we add more fire and more Mars energy. That's your rising sign, Lori. So you're a real dynamo. You must go, go, go. And we can trump it up even more now because you have Venus in Aries. So the way you are in relationships, you're like an Aries. So that's a lot more fire, and that's Mars pumping up that Venus energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell that you must really go out there and experience life, Lori. You know, with the Gemini action, they're very sociable, and they like to go to things and learn things. And with all this fire and Mars and Aries energy, that's all being pumped up. And so then your moon, and here we go where you get some grounding, okay, because we got all this air and fire going on. And obviously Taurus is a grounding sign because it's Earth, so that helps you there. But then you have your moon in Virgo. I happen to be a Virgo sun, okay? So the way I am in my outside world, Lori, you are like that in your inside world. Your moon is how you are in your inside world, your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, how you really are inside, your soul, how your higher self is operating, how you are operating inside. And a lot of people don't get in touch with their moon sign, their inner person. We're also consumed with the outside world all the time, with our sun sign. Everyone knows that sign and how we're operating out there, but we really have to get in touch with our inner person and get those two balanced. Now, in your case, Lori, your moon is in Virgo. It actually squares your sun. And an aspect of a square, it's outside world triggers. So each of those planets are vying for power, okay? Your moon in Virgo wants to do its thing, and then your sun in Gemini wants to do its thing because of the square. Now, the good thing about this is that both your moon and your sun are ruled by Mercury. See, Gemini and Virgo are ruled by the planet Mercury, and Mercury is the planet of communicating and thinking. So you're very cerebral, and you're a very good thinker and learner. I mean, I would guess that you could possibly be a teacher with this kind of energy. Geminis make good teachers. What did you say?
I was. Teacher when I lived overseas.
Okay, see, you were using your energy that's in your birth chart. And also in your Virgo area there with the moon in Virgo, you have Pluto and Uranus conjuncting that, another stellium. So this Virgo energy is very strong. I would suggest getting to learn about Virgo because that's how you are on the inside. And Pluto and Uranus are outside planets in our solar system, and they represent things we're doing internally. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are changes and things we're learning, lessons we're learning internally, and this is all up against your moon, which is your inner person already. So I would learn about Virgo energy. Learn about how you are inside. So your question about the upcoming year, I'm going to put the eclipse chart from today around you. Just a second, and then I can kind of, that's called a transit reading. put you, your chart in the middle, and the eclipse chart from today, because we had the eclipse at 1:03 in the morning. That's Pacific Standard Time. And then that would have been like 4:03 in the morning for people on the East Coast. So I'm just looking at what you're getting hit by here. The Venus out in the sky right now from the eclipse, and it's very strong because we have an eclipse going on here, and it's close to sextiling to the eclipse. The Venus out there is over your south node in Scorpio. Remember, I said you're a south node in Scorpio, so that is trumping up that energy. And Venus represents relationships and money, because money is a relationship. It balances relationships. You know, you give something, a service or a product, and money is balancing that. So that's why it's ruled by Venus. So it looks like money and relationships are somewhat involved in this karmic path of yours from your Scorpio to your Taurus. So be open to that this coming year. Because this energy from the eclipse, I do eclipse readings, and the energy is just not today. This energy that I'm telling you right now is lasting 6 months to a year. And then we have more eclipses. Then we will have one more in this polarity in the summer, where it'll be in Cancer, but it includes Capricorn. So the other eclipses we're going to have are going to be in Gemini and Sag. They're called Saros cycles, and also the polarities. So every time that same eclipse happens, you've got that same energy again, okay, that Venus is activated here on your south node at this time with this eclipse. So I look at people that have direct hits, you know, that's a conjunction. Like people that, for the listeners out there, who have planets being hit by the eclipse, like Johnny, you're an example of that. The sun and moon are conjuncting right now in Capricorn, creating our new moon, for one, and then the solar eclipse is happening. You have Jupiter and Saturn in Capricorn, so that this eclipse is hitting two of your planets, so that's a direct hit. In Lori's case, I'm looking at her chart, and she's getting a hit from this eclipse on her Jupiter in Cancer, okay? And that's opposite of the eclipse right now, so she's getting a hit there. So Jupiter in Cancer in your chart, Lori, that pumps up Cancer energy. That's, so that shows me that you can be very nurturing to people that you consider your family. Jupiter expands energy. Mars kind of pumps it up. Jupiter expands it. So you've got that in Cancer. And this eclipse today is now pumped that up. Now, because the eclipse is in Capricorn, it's all about responsibility and doing the right thing. So it looks like you're nurturing for the coming year. It's going to be very responsibility-oriented. You might be put in situations where you're responsible for someone's nurturing, whether it's your own or someone else's.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, Laurie, thank you very much for your question. We do have another caller that's interested in asking a question. So Happy New Year to you, and thank you for participating in our mini cosmic reading.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Thanks, Laurie.
Thank you.
We have another caller we're going to get. Error code 914. Please tell us your name and your question, please.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Lucky.
Lucky, I like that.
Hi, Lucky.
Hey, Ms. Berry.
How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, today I just need one. It's a two-part question, but you know, today's the eclipse, and for me, it opposed the. It's funny. It's similar to the other lady, but mine's in, my Cancer's in Saturn, and it's retrograde, and then it's also squaring my Pluto. So I just wanted to get from you, with this eclipse hitting both of those planets and squaring my Chiron, what should I look out for?
See, this guy, Lucky, knows his stuff, so
yeah,
it's
Lucky,
way ahead of everybody else.
Well, just Lucky has followed me in my Lunar News shows, so I happen to have Lucky's chart here, so Lucky, I'm going to pull it up, okay?
Yes, Ms. Barry.
There's no way to forget Lucky, okay, with a name like that. As soon as he, actually, he called in when I was a guest on another radio show. So let me look at your chart here, Lucky, since we have that already. That comes in handy. We're
Thank
lucky
you,
here. Okay, let me pull it up. I'm doing it right now. And I'll put the eclipse around. And then why don't you ask me those questions again, Lucky? You wanted to know about the Pluto in your chart?
Yeah, because I was looking, actually, I was looking at the charts this morning, and I was looking at my natal and my progress. My progress, funny enough, I actually have Capricorn and the progress Capricorn sun and the progress Capricorn moon.
Wow. So that's getting hit by the eclipse.
As well.
And then you're in it squaring your Pluto.
It's squaring my
correct
Pluto
here?
And squaring my Chiron.
And your Chiron. And I had mentioned earlier about Chiron being the wounded healer planet. So, you know, having the eclipse, and Johnny, I'm letting people know about the eclipse today being in Capricorn. It's pumping up the energy of responsibility, doing the right thing. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. And it's Saturn is like the taskmaster planet. So everyone's getting that energy from this eclipse.
These ain't the officials.
Okay, now, in regards to your Chiron, Lucky, it's going to help you look at that area of your life, whatever psychological wound that you might have. The Chiron represents in your birth chart the psychological wound that you come into this life to work on.
Right.
And then Pluto, obviously, is the planet that makes you do your karma, all right? Saturn tends to be the planet that shows you your karma, and Pluto is the planet that makes you do it. So, in the essence, we have this solar eclipse in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. So, there's a lot of karma related to this eclipse. And in your case, it's going to be pumping up things that you need to accomplish with your karmic path. Any areas of your life that are karmic oriented, you're going to be pumped up to do it. Pluto doesn't let you out of it. If you don't do it yourself, it makes you do it. It makes things happen. And sometimes Pluto can bring some, you know, in a way, some nasty things into people's lives because it's making them see what they need to balance. Okay? As humans, we're all wrapped up in, you know, and on the vicious cycle and getting all stressed out. The energy from the planets, the planets don't make us do anything, even though I just said Pluto likes to do that. It's the energy coming. And energy is energy. It's going to do its thing. There's no stopping it.
Right.
So it's how we use that energy that matters. So, you know, what I'd like you to do, Lucky, is that perhaps you can give me a call at my regular line, which is 619-507-6395, and I can tell you more about your chart, okay?
Definitely, Mrs. Bannon.
So we can get back to the show over here and in case there's any more callers.
Nah, most definitely.
Okay, thanks for calling again. It's great
always
talking to you, and happy New Year.
Same here.
Thank you, Lucky, and happy
Thank
New
you
Year
too,
to
sir.
You. Coming back to the show, based on what you had mentioned, I have something that I want to ask you. So what are you saying, that planet alignments do affect our body energy meridian?
Yes, all of these planets. I mean, I would say that the majority of people believe that the moon affects us because the moon affects our tides. The moon affects water, and we're basically made up of water, 90% water. That's what makes up our body. So the moon is affecting us, and everyone seems to agree to that. So let's go a little farther here.
Mm-hmm.
All these planets in our solar system are much bigger than the moon, and some really big. And that energy then affects us. All the planets in the solar system affect us just like the moon does. So it affects all our chakras. It affects all our physical being of our body. It affects us psychologically. And it's how we take that energy and use it. And a lot of people tend to be on the negativity circle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on autopilot. That's what I tell my clients. Until they know the energy they have in their birth chart, they're using that energy on autopilot, and it could be all geared toward the negativity circle. So the energy could be being used to the negative instead of to the positive. And if you use it to the positive, you're going to be realizing gifts and abilities that you haven't been using. So that's why it's so important to find out about the energy in your birth chart, because that's how you're operating. And it does affect every aspect of your life.
That's very interesting. And how do we presume that all the energies are positive and negative? And, of course, if it's negative, what is energy cleansing and how does it work?
Well, I do a lot of that here at my center because I'm even hired to clean or clear areas of energy. And they give you just a little crash course here on energy. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going, well, how, you know, what type, what's negative, what's positive? Well, basically, it, there's ions in the air. And I'm sure people have heard of ionic cleansers. You know, they're man-made, and you can also get the natural ones, which are salt lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what those are doing is they're zapping the ions. Now, negative energy is actually positive ions. Positive ions create negative energy. Positive energy is created by negative ions. That's the scientific term here and related to that. So if we want to clear those positive ions out and the negative energy out from around us, we can do it several ways that the indigenous people have used for years. Now, the simplest way, and why you see this in churches and synagogues and religious institutions, you see candles burning. Candles
mm-hmm.
burning is one of the simplest ways to clear energy. Then the next step up would be incense. And then sage. Native Indians use sage. People in certain parts of the world use incense. Like in India, they use incense.
Mm-hmm.
The smoke is gathering those ions, those positive ions, and taking them away. That's why you have to have windows open when you are burning this. So
mm-hmm.
it takes the smoke out and it takes the ions out. So it's a very simple way to do that. And the indigenous people always have known this. Now, the third way, and I feel is the best way, is with the salt lamps, with an ionizer, because it really zaps them very good. These ions actually just rest on us. They
mm-hmm.
rest on us like dust on our furniture, okay? So this is very scientific. See, science is spirituality because it's all about energy. Spirituality is all about energy, and that's science. So I just gave you a little 101 on energy there for you and your listeners. And this is very important to understand that this is what's going on around us that we cannot see, but it is happening.
We can actually manipulate all this energies around us. So I want to come back to the concept of the past lives affecting our present life, because it sort of comes back to the idea about what if we have all these negative things that are following us, and what do we do actually to facilitate the generation of positive energies from within us as well as around ourselves? How do we do that?
Well, I would rather call past lives other lives.
Okay.
Because there is no time, there's no past, present, or future
mm-hmm.
on the other side. We live in a linear world here on the earth, but everything else is not linear. So these lives are going on at different times. They could be past, they could be future, they could even be right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy from those lives are involved in this life, especially when I can see that in retrograde planets in the birth chart. But to answer the question on how it affects us and what can we do about it, now, in the way of karma from the other lives, the energy that we have going on in the other lives, say
mm-hmm.
we've put out some negative energy and we want to balance it in this life. These are the two things to think about the most. Now, there's a lot of ways, but these are the two best ways. And there are laws of the universe, grace and mercy. Grace is a great way to balance energy and to clear karmic things from other lives into this life. And then mercy. Having mercy is looking at things that are weaker than you, that don't have the abilities you have. And that includes all animals on this planet, and treating them properly. And then we can look at other humans, like, say, people that are disabled or more mature and cannot do as many things as a younger person, and having mercy and helping them. That will take karma that you have and energy that you have from either this life or other lives that you've brought in, and it will balance it out, becoming that type of person, using that type of energy. So, yes, in other lives, we're learning lessons that, as humans, so we could have done some things that we don't do in this life now, but that energy is still there, so
mm-hmm.
we have the opportunity to balance it in this life. That's why I try to get people to realize this. Let's not create any new stuff that we have to worry about balancing in future lives.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to get this life pretty well balanced, live a balanced life, and then work on clearing any kind of karma we've brought into it. And believe you me, these planets like Pluto and Saturn, they let you see what you're bringing into this life. The retrograde planets let you see the energy you're bringing in. So when you do see a professional astrologer that is a spiritual astrologer, they can let you know this information. And then they can help you to notice what you're working on.
Very, very interesting. What do you offer at your Spiritual Discovery Center?
Well, I call it a training center because I train in everything that I do here. I do metaphysical readings, which include astrology, palm reading, tarot, Native Indian, numerology. That falls under metaphysics. I do spiritual consultations. I do past life consultations. And so all those consultations lead to what I can train people to learn to do themselves. So I train people to become astrologers or at least learn astrology, whether they want to do it or not professionally, that's up to them, to learn how to tarot read, to learn how to palm read, to learn how to be a numerologer, to learn how to do Native Indian readings. I have Native Indian training, spiritual training, shamanic Native Indian training, which has the karmic element in there. And then I also have my Spiritual Discovery Training Program, which is a long-term program to help a person to balance their life, their inner and outer world, their left and right brain energy. It covers everything. It's very centered on the person. It's all about them. And then I have individual spiritual training, past life training, that chakra and crystal training.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little more holistic oriented. So I kind of cover the gamut, and I get communication with people from all over the world. So I train over the phone as well as in person. And people do fly in to see me. They'd rather see me in person and train with me in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do training weekly or a couple times a month, or people can fly in and have an intensive training where they get the whole program in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what I do here.
Very interesting. How has being a spiritual astrologer impacted you personally?
Well, being a spiritual astrologer, it helps me understand my life. I'm definitely not on autopilot. I can basically look at my chart almost every day and see more things, not just, you know, from the transit chart around my birth chart. Like the planets outside, they affect the planets in your birth chart.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that. I can look at that every day and see how that is affecting my life. And I can watch that energy around me. We just had Mercury retrograde, and I, you know, that energy of Mercury retrograde did affect my life, but I was ready, you know, ready to deal with it. I didn't look at it negatively or let the things that were happening that are just part of nature, I just let them happen, and I was willing to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
So believe me, all this has helped me to be more balanced and to live a happier life.
Very interesting. Where can someone get more information about you and keep up with your latest happenings?
As you have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, so do I. And, you know, if someone goes to blogtalkradio.com, it would be like that address and a forward slash Linda-Barry would go right to my Blog Talk Radio page. Also, they can just go to Blog Talk Radio and do a search with my name, Linda Barry, and my last name is spelled B-E-R-R-Y. Also, people can go to my website. I have free astrology forecasts on there every day. I have all the information for the transits, for the eclipses, for the new and full moon. It's all on the website, and that's at www.spiritualdiscovery.org. And people can call me at my office, which is 619-507-6395. And as I mentioned earlier, anyone can be added to my private email list and receive information from me. They really don't receive any kind of sales or promotion. It's very educational information, and that can be done by ADDAD@spiritualdiscovery.org. So I think that's the best ways of, you know, finding what I'm up to. And I also have shows coming up. Later today I have a show for the solar eclipse in Capricorn, and then my next show for the new moon on the Chinese New Year will be February 2nd. These are both Lunar News radio shows. I have two shows, the Lunar News Show, and then I have the Spiritual Discovery Show, which is always the first Saturday of the month. And I have a special guest on my show, just like you have me on your show today. Oh, and you should be on my show. I want you to be one of my guests, okay, Johnny?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
In fact, I have February open.
We'll talk about that after the show, and we'll figure something out. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'd love to have you as my guest.
Thank you very much. I have one question for you that I didn't get a chance to ask. Is the total lunar eclipse of the moon, which coincided with the winter solstice. We experienced it last month, and of course, everybody knew that this particular eclipse, it happened once over 370 years ago. What significance of this lunar eclipse mean to all of us?
Well, the lunar eclipse is bringing out the inner energy in all of us because it's the moon. See, today, obviously, is a solar eclipse, so it's more of our outside world. But this lunar eclipse, it brings out everything each of us had deep and buried inside of us. It brings it to the forefront, brings it out in the open, and it was a total lunar eclipse. So nothing can be kept hidden. And like I said earlier, the energy from an eclipse lasts 6 to 12 months. So it's not just the day of it, which was December 21st. And being that it was on the winter solstice that marks the time of a season change, it also activated frequency uploads that we are getting for the 2012 energy shifts that we have going on. So it was a heavy-duty frequency raise for that day too. And like I'd like to tell your listeners that any time we have an eclipse on a solstice or an equinox, that's very heavy duty on frequency raising. And it triggered the Uranus Jupiter conjunction that we have in Pisces right now, that is going to be moving into Aries in this month and in the next couple months. And these two planets moving in there is a lot of changes for everybody. So it was like the beginning of that trigger. And the solar eclipse today is adding to it to enforce it out there in the regular world, the outside world. And Capricorn really wants people to do the right thing and be responsible, and we still have Pluto involved in this eclipse today. Pluto is in Capricorn, and so is Mars up again in this eclipse. So there's a lot of push, and there's a lot of responsibility, and there's a lot of karma. So don't let anything go by. When it's karmic related, you got to take responsibility for that and really step up to the plate. That would be my overall advice to everyone listening right now for the energy that we're getting.
What can we expect from you in 2011?
From me specifically?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm making a lot of changes. I'm supposed to be a part of a new TV show. And I'm going to be the astrologer in the TV show. I also, with my other business that I have, I'm going to be directing and producing another TV show. So I'm going to be on a TV show and then and producing a TV show. And I'm expanding everything to do more YouTube videos so people can learn more visually and not just listen to my radio shows. And I look forward to training more people this coming year, because as we get closer to 2012, I have more people contacting me for spiritual training. I had a show, you know, on Saturday, January 1st for the new year, which was all on spiritual growth, and that's what a lot of people are interested in right now. And even though I've been doing it for 10 years, it seems like it's a very popular subject at this time as we get closer to 2012. So I'm expanding in that area to help people, the general public, to help the, you know, everybody around the world, because, you know, both of us know we get listeners and people watch YouTube videos from all over the world.
By the way, we're coming close to the end of the show. Do you have a recipe for living you would like to share with all listeners this morning?
Well, after looking through your book, Johnny, I noticed a few things in there that kind of tie into what I do here at my center, and it's something that I learned through my Native Indian training quite strongly, and this is a little saying that I always give to everyone, to surrender on the inside and let go on the outside. And what I mean that is like your inner person, be able to surrender, be able to have faith in the universe. that the universe knows what is good for us, okay, and to surrender to that. And then let go on the outside. That means let go in your outside world. Let things go. Let things roll off. Don't take things personally. When something happens and it's over, just let it go and move on. And that's my little recipe for everybody. It's very simple. Surrender on the inside, let go on the outside.
It's wonderful. Very simple, direct, and you're very correct in terms of sometimes we tend to linger on with something negative. We tend not to remember the positive as much as we remember the negative in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And I try to have my clients focus in on the positive, and that's where grace comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That is looking at the positive in your life and being grateful. You know, we bring gratefulness in there.
Right.
Being grateful for everything you have, every little thing. And then that'll help let go of anything that's negative that you're holding on to. That's another little tip on that letting go part. Being grateful for things that you have. Like every day before you go to sleep, think of 10 things you're grateful for before you close your eyes.
Very true. Well, Linda, thank you for the great recipe for living and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us. Please join me in a couple of weeks on Tuesday morning, January the 18th. My guest will be Kelly James. She was a successful model in New York City and now lives with her family in Los Angeles. Her recently released memoir is a true story about her escaping abuse from a small town only to encounter exploitation in a big city and how she overcame both. Kelly and I will be discussing about her life's journey, the power from within, and true friendship. For additional information about this show, future shows, and to receive a free recipe for living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Linda, thank you again, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Johnny. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.